Tranquility Base, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, our guidance recommendation is pings, and you're cleared for takeoff.
Roger, understand. We're number one on the runway.
Roger.
Rate scale 25. At translation 4 jet. Balance couple on. DTCA jet. Stop push button reset. Abort stage reset. Deadband minimum. At control mode control. Mode control auto.
Crew of Eagle going through their pre-ignition checklist.
The team standing by for 2 minutes to go to guidance steering in the ags.
Eagle Houston, you're looking good to us. Columbia, Houston, we need the sex arm circuit breakers closed.
Okay, going in, sex arm bat A and bat B.
Columbia, Houston, logic looks good. You can arm your pyros at your convenience.
Thank you. Diego, Columbia is starting to maneuver to GPIS.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, about 6.5 minutes to ignition on the terminal phase maneuver, in which the crew of Eagle will thrust along the line of sight toward Columbia. Distance now between the two spacecraft, some 38.6 nautical miles, closing at a rate of 110 feet per second.
All your solutions look good to us. Out.
Yeah, Mike, if you want our target delta V, I'll give it to you.
Ready, copy.
127.03.3082. 20 plus 22.7 plus 1.7 minus 10.6. Over.
127.03.3082. Bus 22.7. Bus 1.7. Minus 10.6. Thank you.
I'm showing a good bit out of plane velocity on my crossfinders, Mike.
Right, I have no indication of it. Coming up on 1 minute to take, Neil, how's it looking?
Pretty good.
Good.
That data plane was in the eggs, not in the radar.
Roger that. Burn complete.
Read. Burn complete.
Roger, thank you.
Eagle Houston, half Omni, low big straight, and we'll see you at 127 plus 51.
I'm not going to do a thing, Mike. I'm just letting her hold and attitude hold.
You want to go ahead and adjust your O2 flow until it just goes off the peg, and then crank the direct O2 valve back down about 5 degrees. Over. Houston, how did it go? Over.
Let's open up the LRL doors, Charlie.
Roger, we got you coming home. It's well stocked.
Okay, burn status. Delta pig was zero. Burn time was 2+30. They had angle, delta ATX after trim was 0.1. VGY, 0.9, VGZ, 0.1, Delta VC, minus 17.9er, fuel, 10.6, aux, 10.4, unbalanced, minus 50.
Roger, copy, Neil. Sounds good to us. Apollo 11 Houston, all your systems look real good to us. We'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you, Charlie boy. Looking good here. That was a beautiful burn. They don't come any finer.
Right. Apollo 11 Houston, I wondered if you compared your pre
You stay vector after TEI with the one in the limb slides, over.
Yes, sir, that looked very nice. Verb 83 was plus 00070 and minus 00008.
Roger. Houston, looking at your bank Bravo nitrogen tank, it didn't leak a bit. Correction, didn't leak a bit this time. Over.
Roger, look good here. Chamber pressure was hanging in there around 100. The latter part of the burn, it started oscillating a little bit and got down a little bit below 100.
Roger.
96 or so.
Roger.
Most of the conversation so far has been from Neil Armstrong and Mike Collins. That last comment came from Collins. Our first report after acquisition was from Neil Armstrong. Trans-Earth injection burn was very close to nominal. At this time, we show the spacecraft traveling at a speed of 7,603 feet per second, the velocity already beginning to drop off. And we're at an altitude of 445 nautical miles now from the moon. This is Apollo Control. We now show the spacecraft traveling at 7,378 feet per second, altitude 568 nautical miles. The next order of business will be to get the crew to sleep. Flight Director Gene Kranz requested his flight controllers prior to acquisition of signal to review their procedures and to take as many steps as possible to get the crew to sleep as soon as possible. There will be a press conference in the Building 1 auditorium. We estimate the time on that at about 12:30 Central Daylight Time. And our LEM telecommunications engineer reports that we've just had acquisition of signal from Eagle, which is still in lunar orbit. The last fix that we had on Eagle's orbit showed an apogee of 64.1 and a apocynthian of 64.1 and a paracynthian of 54.4 nautical miles. The spacecraft altitude has now climbed to almost 700 nautical miles from the moon. We show a weight of 26,510 pounds. About 10,000 pounds less than what we had, actually about 1,100 or 11,000 pounds. About 10,100 pounds less than what we had prior to the trans-earth injection burn.
Apollo 11, Houston, would you give us Poonix SIP? We got a ResNet for you, over.
Okay.
Thank you. Apollo 11, Houston, we got the load in. You can go back to block, over.
We're there.
Right.
Cost command module film seemed to be working out pretty well, Charlie. The amount we carried, looks like we carried just about what we needed.
Wonderful.
We have one 16mm roll of the ASA 1000 color interior film. We were thinking of shooting that here in entry out window number 4 on a bracket, and you might get the camera guy sometime in the next couple of days to give us all a good settings for that.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. The flight dynamics officer reports that the burn was very nominal. Almost precisely as planned, the burn duration was about 3 seconds long, but the velocity change was almost precisely what we had been expecting. At the present time, Apollo 11 is 1,076 nautical miles from the moon. The velocity continuing to drop off, down now to 6,698 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 136 hours, 44 minutes. Apollo 11 is now 3,720 nautical miles from the moon and traveling at a speed of 5,367 feet per second. During the press conference, we accumulated about 4 minutes of taped conversation with the crew. The crew reports at this time that they are completing taking pictures and getting ready to realign their guidance system platform. We'll pick up the tape conversations and then stand by for any following live communications with the crew. We anticipate that they will be shortly beginning their pre-sleep checklist in preparation for a well-deserved rest period.
Hello, Apollo 11. Houston, I wondered if during the TEI burn you utilized the oxidizer flow valve on the pugs, over.
Yes, we did. Based on your very excellent briefing, I was expecting the thing to continue desiring increase for the whole time, so we started out with it in increase. And I saw that pretty quickly crossed the line and started falling about 6-7% behind. So I was still expecting it to move up. Then I went down to full decrease and brought it back down to a difference of 2% over.
Right, thank you very much, Buzz.
0.2%, I'm sorry.
Right, thank you. Apollo 11, Houston, you can go to PTC attitude and torque at your and do the P-52 and torque at your convenience, over.
Okay, we got to take some more pictures, Charlie. Is there any constraint normally on staying here for a while?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Go ahead, 11, over.
How's that tracking look, or is it too early to tell?
Stand by, Mike. Apollo 11, Houston, Fido's are looking at the data. It's too early to tell yet exactly. It's looking real good so far. We'll have you some answers shortly on trajectory, over.
What Fido is it?
That's Jay Green.
Howdy, Jay.
11, Houston, we have a DAP CSM update for you.
Go ahead.
Roger, CSM weight, Mike, 26370, over.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome. Apollo 11, Houston, we've taken your onboard vector and propagated it forward, and it's looking real good. We only got about 24 minutes of tracking now, and really too early to tell on the radar, over.
Roger,
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. Mike, did you notice any transients at ignition on PEI, over?
Yeah, that transients are more noticeable than on previous burns, Charlie. I just wrote it off to the fact we had a light command module, but there was considerable roll activity, which dampened down after the first 20 seconds, I would guess, of the burn. But there was also some pitch and yaw activity. I don't believe it was abnormal. It seemed to be deadbanding rather crisply in roll, plus or minus about 8 degrees either side of center line. And after the first couple of, after the first 20 seconds or so, the gimbals were quiet, and pitch and yaw were relatively quiet. Before that, there was some oscillation, but mostly just in rate. Total attitude hung in there pretty well.
Roger, thank you much. We were looking at the playback, and we saw some things at right at startup. We'll be back with you later on that.
Okay.
Apollo 11, Houston, have you finished taking pictures, over?
We're just finishing up, Charlie.
Roger.
About to get started on a piece of tequila here pretty soon.
Copy.
Another 8 or 9 hours.
This is Apollo Control. That brings us up to date with the taped conversation. We'll stand by for any further live communication from the crew before they begin their sleep period. We've gotten some preliminary figures from the flight dynamics officer on that trans-earth injection burn. After a review of the telemetry data, and it shows that our change in velocity was nominal, 3,283.5 feet per second. We also show a nominal burn time of 2 minutes 28 seconds. The crew reported the burn time about 2 to 3 seconds long. Based on their onboard data, the ground data shows the burn to have been just about nominal. Based on the preliminary tracking, it would appear that the splashdown would occur almost precisely as predicted or planned in the flight plan. That would be at 195 hours, 18 minutes, 40 seconds ground elapsed time. And we would expect that splashdown time to change somewhat during the trans-earth coast, particularly as the need or lack of need for mid-course corrections becomes more apparent with additional tracking. At this time, Apollo 11 is 4,086 nautical miles from the moon and traveling at almost precisely 1 mile per second, 5,283 feet per second, and that's just updated to 5,280 feet per second.
Apollo 11, Houston, you can crank up on the PTC at any time, over.
All right, go.
Apollo 11, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Right, 11, this is the regional Capcom. Congratulations on an outstanding job. You guys have really put on a great show up there. I think it's about time you power down and got a little rest. However, you've had a mighty long day here. Hope you're all going to get a good sleep on the way back. We'll look forward to seeing when you get back here. Don't fraternize with any of those bugs en route, except for the Hornet.
Okay. Thank you, boss. We're looking forward to a little rest and a restful trip back, and
see you on the wing get there.
Right, you've earned it.
That exchange was between Donald K. Deeks Layton, Director of Flight Crew Operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, and astronaut Neil Armstrong.
Hello, Apollo 11 Houston. We'd like you to turn off O2 tank number one heaters, over.
It's off, thank you.
Roger. Hello, Apollo 11 Houston. For your information, the LGC and Eagle just went belly up after 7 hours, over.
Oh, okay, very good. This was death of a real winner, sir. Charlie, we're going to rotate about pitch 270 degrees on the way home, vice 1 or 090 on the way out, right?
Right, sir.
Okay, Vert 49 maneuver to that attitude is in progress.
Roger. Again, please, Neil, you were breaking up. We missed that, over.
Okay, this is crew status report, radiation CDR 11017, EMP 10019er, LMP 09020, no medication.
Roger, thank you. And we didn't get a crew status report from you this morning. Wondered if you could give us an estimate of sleep last night, over.
Roger. Okay, we'll take a guess at Charlie, and try to give an equivalent amount and call it CDR3 and LMP4.
Right, thank you very much.
You want the man cycling, right?
That's affirmative, and we'd like you to disable quads Charlie and Delta. Over. Apollo 11 Houston, if it's convenient, we'd like to go through your onboard readout. Over.
What?
Oh, excuse me, that's on the flight plan 3102. We'd like BATS and RCS. Over.
Ready to copy it?
Roger, go ahead.
Charlie 370, Pyro Bat A 370, Bat B 370, RCS 55, 65, 64, and 62. Over.
Roger, we copy all that. Thank you much. Apollo 11 Houston, a couple of questions for the moonwalkers, if you got a second, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, Neil, we're seeing some temperature rises on the passive seismic experiment that are a little higher than normal, and we're wondering if you could verify the deployed position. We understand it's about 40 feet from the limb in the 11 o'clock position, over.
Now it's about in the 9 or 9:30 position, and I'd say it's about 50 or 60 feet.
Roger, copy. Also, did you notice, was any indication of any dust cloud as you lifted off, over?
Not very much. There was quite a bit of cap done, and parts of the limb that went out in all directions, usually for great distances, as far as I could tell. But I don't remember seeing anything in the dust cloud to speak of.
Roger, I understand all you could see was parts of the limb going out. What was your first comment, over?
I don't remember. Just could see cap scattering all around the area for a great distance, but I didn't see much dust.
Right, thank you very much.
This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 27 minutes. At this time, Apollo 11 is traveling at a speed of about 4,982 feet per second. It is about 5,900 nautical miles from the moon and about 198,900 nautical miles from Earth. A short while ago, you heard Neil Armstrong make a few descriptive comments of the scene on the lunar surface at the time the LEM ascent stage lifted off. Armstrong reported seeing very little dust, but quite a bit of debris from the LEM. He referred to the Kapton, which is a plastic-like insulation material, generally silver or gold in color, which is found on the outside surfaces of the LEM. Now, we also had a report at 136 hours, 54 minutes, about 40 minutes or so ago, that the LEM guidance computer had finally stopped putting out any data, and that was about 7 hours 13 minutes after the primary guidance system was deprived of the coolant in a test of how long the system would continue to operate without coolant. The platform apparently began to become unusable after about 4 hours, and the computer itself finally gave up after about 7 hours and 13 minutes. Both items going considerably longer than had previously been predicted. The lunar module ascent stage still in lunar orbit. We're continuing to get data from it. All other systems appear to be functioning well at this time. The LEM orbit we show is currently 64.4 nautical miles for height of Apocynthian, 54.4 nautical miles for Paracynthian. The LEM is in its 23rd revolution. Now here's a call to the crew.
Over.
Roger, Charlie. I'd like to bring you up to date on our chlorination status. In compartment B4, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for correction. We have 8 pockets for chlorine and buffer ampules, of which let me correct that. We have 7 pockets, which one is empty and always has been empty, leaving 6 remaining. And the other side over there in B7, we have another container with 7 pockets. So we have a total of 7 plus 6, and those are filled with 6 chlorines and 7 buffers. Now, I've been using 1 chlorine and 1 buffer per day, which at this point in time, prior to this chlorination I'm about to do, leaves me 1 chlorine and 2 buffers. Seems to me I'm 1 chlorine short, and that being the case, I'd like to ask your advice on postponing this chlorination using the last container until some later date, like maybe tomorrow. Over.
Roger, we copy, Mike. Stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. Check in A1, Mike, and see what you can find in there. Over. We think you might have some more chlorine up in A1. Over. Apollo 11, Houston. Apollo 11, Houston, do you read? You're breaking up. Over. Roger 11, you're breaking up. Mike, please look in compartment A1. We think there might be some more chlorine up there. Over. Houston, reading you about one by. Over. Houston, we're having a downlink problem. The reason we can't read you, we're switching sites. Stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. How do you read now? Over. Roger, you're 5x9 too, Mike. Thank you much. Did you copy that about A1 on the chlorine?
Eureka.
How about that, sports fan? Apollo 11, Houston, we're having a little trouble getting the yaw rate damped out to appropriate value. We'd like y'all to be quiet like mice for a couple of minutes, and let's see if that'll help it out. Over. Eleven, Houston, you did great work there. We're ready to spin it up. Over. Eleven, Houston, did you copy? Over.
Yeah, we read you, Charlie. Would you stand by a minute?
Roger. No hurry. 11, Houston, shift change time here. White team, bid you good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Over.
Hi, Charlie.
Thank you.
Hi, Charlie. Thank you. Adios.
Adios. Thanks again for a great show, you guys.
Thanks for a great job down here.
This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 52 minutes. Apollo 11 crew has signed off for the night, starting a long, well-deserved rest period. Duration of the rest period is programmed for 10 hours. However, the wake-up time is not critical. It's very likely we'll let them sleep till they wake up of their own accord. At this time, Columbia is 7,045 nautical miles away from the moon, headed toward home at a velocity of 4,868 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 138 hours, 2 minutes. Capcom Owen Garriott has just put in a call to the crew and is passing up some antenna information to them. Here's that conversation.
Howdy there, Mike. We're ready to go ahead and have you switch to your Omni position for your sleep period. And we would like the following high-gain switch positions: your high-gain antenna in manual, beamwidth wide, pitch is -50, and yaw is a +270. And just follow the flight plan for remaining comm configuration. Over. Com is pretty weak at this point, Mike. Please say again.
That coming at 137 hours, 55 minutes elapsed time. At that time, the battery power fell below the level where the secondary guidance system could hold the attitude of the vehicle within the steerable antenna limits. We do not expect to establish contact with Eagle again. We'll continue to stand by here live. There may be a little bit more conversation before the crew turns in for the night.
Apollo 11, Houston, we'd like for you to go ahead and put your S-band antenna Omni to Omni and Omni-B. Over.
Roger.
Apollo 11, Houston, how do you read me through Honeysuckle now? Over. Very good. Reading you better now. And did you copy? We'd appreciate going S-band Omni and Omni-B at this time. Over.
That's the configuration we're in.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 138 hours, 11 minutes. We do not intend to contact the crew during this rest period again. We'll take this line down now and come back up if there is further conversation. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 139 hours. Crew of Apollo 11 is in the rest period. We have not contacted them within the last hour and have not heard from them. All systems aboard the spacecraft performing well. Apollo 11 is now 10,149 nautical miles from the moon, approaching the Earth at a velocity of 4,659 feet per second. Spacecraft weight is 26,510 pounds. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 140 hours. Apollo 11 is now 12,835 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 4,552 feet per second. All systems still performing well. Dr. Kenneth Beers, the flight surgeon, reports his data indicates all three of the crewmen are asleep. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 141 hours. Apollo 11 is 15,488 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 4,480 feet per second. Crew is still asleep. All systems continuing to perform very well. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 142 hours, 3 minutes. Apollo 11 is 18,243 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 4,426 feet per second. Apollo 11 is in the passive thermal control mode. Performance of all systems nominal, and the crew is asleep. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 143 hours. Apollo 11 is 20,704 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 4,390 feet per second. Crew still in a rest period. The Weather Bureau's Spaceflight Meteorology Group reported this morning that weather conditions in the primary landing area are expected to be acceptable. Sky partly cloudy, winds easterly at 10 knots, and seas of 3 feet are predicted. Tropical storm Claudia is now located 2,300 miles east of the landing area and will not affect the weather in the landing area Thursday. This is Mission Control, Houston.